So, Riley, you have a new comic out. It's called Power Play. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, Power Play is a comic about a bunch of kids who get superpowers, but rather than try to take over the world or try to fight crime or try to put their underwear on the outside of their pants, they start an extreme sports league. And it all takes place like in New York and around the city, with a lot of the characters kind of being sort of mascots in a way of the different neighborhoods or subcultures or monuments or landmarks in the city. For instance, the character Gowanus Pete got his power from falling in the Gowanus Canal and being horribly mutated into, you know, what you see him as, because anybody who has been to Gowanus knows that if you go into that water, you are not coming out the same man. So, you know, that's kind of what the story is about. And one of the big things we're trying to do with it is release it digitally through Comixology, where we want to make a digital comic that's made to be read in that format. It's made to be read on your computer screen or on your iPod or whatever. And because there are plenty of digital comics, but most of them are just print comics that are kind of reformatted and crammed into, crammed onto a screen where it's not really the optimum way to view it. So we're trying to take advantage of all the new tools that are offered by digital distribution and do a lot of cool new visual narrative tricks that just aren't even possible on paper.
So how is that different from, you know, how, you know, you might have designed a comic, you know, back in print, like in paper, or how people are doing it right now?
Well, as far as how to draw it, there's a lot of challenges and also new opportunities. There's a lot of things that I used to be able to do that really don't work anymore, such as, like, the whole concept of the page doesn't exist on a screen. People, you know, there are image files, and then they are viewed on the screen in a certain way. A whole page isn't, you know, like, I draw it all on a piece of paper, but if I want, I can just, in Photoshop, add a couple panels in the middle of it. I can move stuff around. And you never see, like, all the panels on the page at the same time, unless, you know, I want to fit them on the screen. But, you know, they're all just different effects that I can do. And so reading it, generally the way we have it set up is you only see one panel at a time. We are going to do some things where we use multiple panels, but it's all, you know, you click to get to one thing and then you, you know, go back, go forth, whatever.
Okay, great. And what are some of the challenges in making a new comic in a new medium?
A lot of people, it's new, you know, a lot of people don't know what to make of it. It's weird, like the thing I mentioned about pages, people are like, well, what about double page spreads? I'm like, double page spreads don't exist on a screen. It's, you know, it's a conceit of the print medium because you have two pages and they're facing each other, so you might as well use them both at the same time. But when it's on the screen, it's all just one image. And so there's no point in pretending it's a double page spread. And a lot of people have a hard time understanding that or whatever. Because, you know, the thing is, we're trying something new. You know, we don't know what's going to work and what doesn't. We're going to see what happens. And we'll come up with some good ideas. We'll probably come up with some crappy ideas. And we'll just use it to learn and to move the whole comic book industry and the whole comic book field forward. You know, not many people are doing what we're doing here, so we're really blazing new trails.
Okay, great. And I know you have to get going because you're out here today, but one last thing. So why should people go out and you know, check out your comic online?
They should check it out because, first of all, it's an awesome comic, and second of all, because if you're interested in seeing what I really believe the future of the medium is, the next step in the evolution of comics to get into the current digital generation, this is what it is. We're reinventing the comic here to make it more accessible to what the kids growing up are used to and the way that they like to view content and buy things. So, and we're doing it in, like, the best way we can.